Have a Cookie by Ruby Ryder. Officer Stefano Moretti looked up at the clear, moonlit night sky, took a deep breath, and shoved his patrol car into drive. Stepping on the gas, he headed across town to the house on Stenton Drive. He'd been there 4 times in the last 2 months. DD calls, every one of them. Domestic disturbance calls were his least favorite type of call. Moretti had become a cop because he wanted to help people. The thing about DD calls was that there was almost always some asshole treating a woman like shit. Although sometimes he could put the asshole in jail, the women never seemed to wise up. They'd come and bail the joker out and refuse to press charges despite the bruises they tried so hard to hide. Rather than feeling like he'd helped them, it made him feel helpless and angry. Moretti was puzzled, though. This idiot Reggie on Stenton Drive should still be in jail. The last call he'd had there, the creep had pulled out a gun and pointed it at his girlfriend right when Moretti walked up, pretty much guaranteeing him a nice long stay behind bars, no matter that the gun wasn't loaded. Reggie was a piece of work and not a good one. He was out of a job, like many people were nowadays. But from what Moretti could see, the jerk sat around all day, drinking, watching TV, and getting fatter, while his girlfriend worked hard at the local elementary school. She was really something, Sandra was. He had never seen a more mismatched pair in his life. Reggie was sloppy, greasy, seemingly unmotivated, and cruel. Sandra was intelligent, gorgeous, a hard worker, and appeared to be the nicest person you'd ever want to meet. She had a hot body, blonde hair cut short, and pale blue eyes that were all too often full of pain. No doubt about it, that woman deserved better, and he'd be lying if he said he hadn't pictured himself with her. That night, when he'd finally nailed the asshole, the backup unit officer had volunteered to take Reggie in, and Moretti could not have been happier to say yes. He sat down with Sandra for a little bit to make sure she was okay. He said a few things to her that he rarely bothered to say to the wives and girlfriends of assholes, knowing his words usually fell on deaf ears. "How long have you been with this guy?" he asked. Moretti had arranged his large frame at the kitchen table and begun to fill out his paperwork. He ran his hands through his black, close-cut hair and watched her respond to his words. "Just a year." Her voice was a little shaky with the tears still near the surface. "Ma'am, I see guys like this every day in this job. They never change." He let that sink in for a moment and then repeated himself. "They never change." Sandra looked down at her hands, silent. "You're not married. You don't have kids with this guy. Get out now. You look like you've got a lot going for you, ma'am. There are probably tons of guys who would love to be with you and treat you the way you deserve to be treated. Take your power back and make your life about you for a change." Sandra had glanced up at him when he said those last words. She had an odd look on her face. Moretti hoped he hadn't said too much. Who knew, though, this time it might make a difference. 2 weeks had passed, during which he often found his thoughts wandering to Sandra, hoping she'd had the courage to turn things around for herself. That was a fault of his, getting too involved with people's problems. Moretti had just about finished his shift when he got the call for Stenton Drive. Great way to finish the night, he thought sarcastically. Maybe he'd get to take that asshole Reggie back to jail where he belonged, where he should still be. Walking up to the front door of the quiet house, he knocked briskly and announced himself in a loud voice. He was on alert. The door opened, and Sandra stood there smiling at him. She was wearing a short black skirt that showed a lot of her great legs, and a pink, low-cut V-neck T-shirt that displayed some impressive cleavage. She was barefoot. Moretti had never seen her dress like this. She looked amazingly hot. Her short blonde hair was different somehow. It looked great, and she was wearing makeup. Okay, definitely not what he was expecting. He peered around her into the house, looking for the asshole. "Hello, Officer Moretti. My boyfriend's not here. He's still in jail." She smiled. He hesitated, with a questioning look on his face. Then why the fuck was he here? "And he's not my boyfriend anymore," she went on, and smiled wider. "Sorry for the deception, but I wanted to thank you personally for your words the other night. They really helped. I was feeling pretty lost, and what you said made a lot of sense." "Well, I'm glad I could be of service, ma'am. Call me Sandra, please, and I have something for you. Can you come in?" "Oh, ma'am, I mean Sandra, that's really not necessary. All part of the job. Glad to hear you're done with him." "Oh, I'm definitely done with him. But come in. I have some homemade chocolate chip cookies for you." Do me a favor and eat a few, okay? She smiled, crooked her finger, and took her curves off into the kitchen. Moretti hadn't been laid in 8 months. He was feeling a bit powerless to resist those tan, shapely legs, that cleavage, and her short skirt. It wasn't professional. He knew he shouldn't. But fuck it. He could smell the cookies, and she looked so damn good. He walked in and shut the door behind him. Well, just for a minute, he said, mostly to himself. She was already in the kitchen. He called in quick and let dispatch know all was well at Stenton Drive, and he was going off duty, taking a dinner break before returning to the station. Cookies for dinner, and maybe something else, he thought. Moretti was always hopeful, and she certainly was hot. He walked into the kitchen, following the mouth-watering, sugary scent. Sandra smiled and beckoned him to the kitchen table where a plate of cookies waited. What can I get you to wash these down, officer? Coffee? Milk? Or how about a Bailey's with coffee? Perfect for a cool night like this. Oh, wait, you're on duty. What am I thinking? I'm sorry. So what'll it be, then? Well, actually, I'm off duty. My shift just ended. So that Bailey's and coffee would be real nice, ma'am. Moretti surprised himself. Be careful here, he thought to himself. A woman that could get him to make questionable decisions was definitely someone to be careful of. But Sandra didn't give off a crazy, be-careful vibe at all. She made the coffee drinks, and they sat there in the kitchen table, talking for about an hour and eating the delicious cookies. Chocolate chip, his favorite. He mostly just listened. She said a lot of things. She shared about how, after talking with him, she'd gathered up all of Reggie's things and taken them to his sister's house. After wiping the house clean of every trace of him, she vowed to start a new chapter in her life where she was in control. Moretti listened to her and smiled. His words had made it different for once. Hallelujah. He protested only slightly when she made him a second drink. He was enjoying her company, and he relaxed. As he relaxed, she crossed her legs, and he was transfixed at how short her skirt was, without quite showing what he most wanted to see. So what about you, Officer Moretti? Wife? Girlfriend? He refocused, shook his head and laughed, looking down at his coffee. No, not yet. Maybe I can give decent advice once in a while, but I haven't been able to get the hang of relationships yet. And you can call me Steffo. He smiled at her shyly and took another drink of coffee. He had a nice buzz going from the Baileys. She'd made his drink strong. Moretti shifted in his chair and stretched his back a bit, deciding to take off his heavy utility belt and setting it on the table. Do you mind? He asked Sandra. Of course not. That thing must weigh a ton. Look at all that stuff. She leaned forward, giving him a startling view of her cleavage, and looked at his belt. He considered having another cookie just to distract himself from her tits. Can I check out your handcuffs? I've always wanted to see how they work. She smiled at him as her breast practically poured into his lap. He could smell a faint, sweet perfume as she leaned closer. In that moment, it happened. He was done. Sure. Moretti took the cuffs off his belt. What the hell was this woman's game? Whatever it was, he was interested. He handed them to her and let her play with them. Show me how they work. She hopped up off her chair, holding the handcuffs. Moretti laughed at her childlike eagerness. He fished the key out of the small pocket in his belt and set it on the kitchen table. Then he gave her a quick lesson on how to put handcuffs on. It was really a no-brainer, except for not tightening them too tight. He slid them around her wrist and locked them as she held her hands out in front of her. Suddenly, Sandra's face flushed and she looked very uncomfortable. Moretti quickly unlocked them with the key and looked at her uncertainly. You okay? Thanks. Yeah, I'm okay. Reggie used to... Well, never mind. She forced a smile and said a little too brightly, Can I try putting them on you? Moretti's mind was just buzzed enough to think that this was an okay idea. He felt sorry for Sandra and what she'd probably been through with that Neanderthal. He spontaneously turned around and presented his wrists behind his back, a move he would look back on later with disbelief. Absolutely. He was trying to distract her from her bad memories, and it seemed to work. She slipped the cuffs around his wrists and tightened them down. He thrilled a bit at her touch. After successfully cuffing him, Sandra moved up and pressed her body against Moretti from the side. So now, I've got you, right? Her voice was lower and filled to the brim with suggestion. Moretti was a bit surprised at that move, but he certainly welcomed it. He was enjoying the feel of her body against his. Fuck, it really had been too long. Indeed you do, ma'am, Moretti laughed and wondered what would come next. Good, Sandra picked up the key from the kitchen table and put it right down the front of her shirt, right between those double D's. Holy shit. I have to tell you, Officer Moretti, Steffo, that I have much more for you than that plate of cookies. I have been thinking about this for days. She came around the front of him and leaned in to kiss him, stopping about 4 inches from his face. The question is, are you in or are you out? Before he could answer, she reached up and kissed him full on the mouth, hard and passionate in a way that absolutely made his blood race. His cock began to take up more space between them. Sandra felt it and pushed her hips against him as they kissed. A faint warning light glimmered at the back of Moretti's awareness. Sure, it was red, but it was so dim it could hardly be important. Sure, he was handcuffed, but this woman was unbelievably hot and she obviously wanted him. And he hadn't been laid in fucking 8 months. The only question was how this was all going to play out. And all the different scenarios that his alcohol-fogged mind could come up with were perfectly fine with him. He kissed her back and pushed his hips into her instinctively. Pulling back to take a breath, he murmured, "I'm in," and then dove back into her soft lips and wet mouth. Damn. Sandra continued to kiss him while she started to unbutton his shirt and pants. Her hands worked quickly to undress him as Moretti was lost in the kiss. He was soon bare-chested, with his shirt open, pants around his ankles, and a nice tent in his boxer briefs, of which he was quite proud. Sandra stroked him through the soft cotton, and their endless kiss continued. This woman didn't waste any time. Suddenly her lips were gone, and she was gently guiding him to turn around as she slid her hand inside his briefs and over his ass cheeks, caressing them. Moretti left the kiss reluctantly, but turned away from her and enjoyed the feel of her hands on his ass. Freeing his hard cock, she pulled his briefs down to join his pants around his ankles. She stopped to take off his shoes as they worked in sweet, urgent harmony to divest him of all clothing as quickly as possible. Except for his shirt. There was no way that was coming off with the handcuffs. Moretti so wanted to check out those double D's and slip his fingers underneath that too short skirt to see how wet she was, but the handcuffs were doing their job. He was now naked and at her mercy, and really enjoying it so far. Sandra pushed him down and bent him over the kitchen table as she continued playing with his ass. Moretti turned his head to the side and saw his utility belt was about a foot away from him on the table, and his gun. The full import of his predicament impacted him a bit more in that moment. Jesus Christ, what was he thinking? He started to straighten up, and Sandra pushed him gently back down with one hand, while at the same time putting one cool, lubed finger directly on his asshole. The sensation was so fucking hot that he gasped and stopped trying to straighten up. "Oh, no, you don't, Steffo," she teased his puckered opening and reached around to squeeze his rigid cock while she spoke. Moretti moaned. Sandra laughed softly. "Listen carefully, Officer Moretti." She leaned back, and before he realized what her intent was, Sandra used her phone to take a quick picture of him, his face in full view, bent over the kitchen table, wrists handcuffed behind his back, and her finger on his asshole. The adrenaline rush that followed cleared away his fog instantly. "Sandra, what the fuck are you doing?" This was not good, not good at all. He could lose his job if that picture got out, or at least be the joke around the station for months. He considered his options and began to plan a way to get out of this situation. The key was still in her bra, and he could delete the photo from her phone once he was out of the handcuffs. Handcuffed or not, she was no match for him. He knew that. "Calm down. You're not going anywhere." She slid one well-lubed finger in his ass up to the first knuckle, and his cock jumped. Moretti was momentarily stunned. He marveled at how anything could feel that good. He'd had women lick his ass before and loved it, but not one of them had ever put anything in there. "I want you to know that I will never show that picture to anyone. If you do exactly as I say," she pushed her finger in deeper. "Jesus, Sandra, what the hell?" Moretti tried to sound indignant, but his body called him on his lie. Seemingly of its own accord, it spread his feet and arched his ass up to receive more of her finger as she sank it to the hilt. An inarticulate groan of pure pleasure came rolling out of Moretti's mouth, and it embarrassed the hell out of him. "Well, look at you. I think your ass likes this. You had it right, Steffo. I needed to take my power back, and that's exactly what I am doing right now." Her voice had changed in tone a bit. It had a slight edge to it. Moretti quaked inside. Not good, that tone. Not with the handcuffs. Not good at all. Fuck. Pleasure and fear twisted together inside him. This was definitely not what he'd meant with those words. Saunders' fingers started to move inside his ass, and it felt so out of this world amazing that he couldn't stop another moan from coming out of his mouth. He immediately forgot about most of his concerns. This felt too good to do anything except want more. She stopped moving her finger and asked, "So what'll it be, Officer Moretti? Are you in?" She moved her finger again, sending thrills through his entire pelvic area. His rock-hard cock was already dripping. Then she stopped again, and the sensation disappeared. "Or are you out?" She laughed at his predicament. Against every scrap of good judgment Moretti had, he was appalled to discover that in that moment, his ass reigned supreme and took control of his voice. "I'm in." The words came out kind of breathy. "Good choice." Her voice was low with passion. Saunders started moving her finger in and out of his ass, and he swooned. He just knew he'd die of pleasure. Moretti said a small prayer to whatever god was listening, that this whole situation didn't backfire on him in some sad, tragic way, the details of which needed to be kept out of the local papers. His gun was still about 10 inches from his face. He shut his eyes and tried not to think about it. "Fact is, Steffo, I've always wanted to play with a man's ass. I'm tired of doing what everyone else wants. It's my turn for once." She began to work a second finger in alongside the first, and Moretti was overwhelmed with sensations. A little bit of pain, but fucking boatloads of thrills. What the fuck was it about his ass that felt so damn good? He didn't care. He just wanted more. "And you have the nicest ass I've seen in years, much less been able to get my fingers in," she laughed deep in her throat. "And that's not the only thing that's going in there," she murmured. Moretti heard the words, and they took a while to translate. What does that mean? He had to work to make the words come out of his mouth as she continued playing with his ass. "Whatever I want it to, Steffo, stay right there and don't move." She could hear her behind him out of sight, taking off her clothes. Then he heard her footsteps leave the kitchen. This was his chance. His ass twitched, his cock pulsed. They ganged up on him and made it quite clear he wasn't going anywhere. Fuck! Moretti took a deep breath and tried to relax. The next sound he heard was like an aphrodisiac that went straight to his cock. The click of heels on a hardwood floor of the kitchen. The sound brought with it sweet, sexy memories of times past. Moretti loved heels on a woman. Hell, he'd give a warning instead of a ticket if the woman got out of the car in a pair of fuck-me heels. Saunders stepped into his view so that he, still bent over the table, could take a look. She carefully placed the key to the handcuffs on the table next to his belt and posed for him. At last he got to see those double D's, and they were magnificent, pear-shaped with huge nipples. But he simultaneously noticed the only other thing Saunders was wearing, a fucking strap-on with a cock hanging from it. It was a total mindfuck to see her like that, the last thing he expected. "Like it?" She grabbed the flesh-colored fake cock and waved it back and forth. "Ah." Saunders laughed. "The fun really starts now, Steffo. Don't worry. I'll be gentle." Moretti made a decision in that moment. Letting go of all the freak-out crap that flooded his mind, he looked at the facts. Police training was good for that. Everything she'd done to his ass so far had really turned his crank. There was no reason to think that this would do anything but turn his crank. It wasn't much bigger than two of her fingers, he reasoned, but it still scared the shit out of him. "Okay, Sandra, you win. You can fuck me with that thing, but can you take off the cuffs so I can at least be a little more comfortable?" His voice sounded sincere, and he was. He'd had enough of the kitchen table handcuffed routine, and he really wanted to play with those gorgeous tits. "You're staying exactly where you are, big guy. This is all about what I want, remember?" She moved in back of him and started playing with his ass again. Moretti didn't complain. It felt heavenly. He relaxed against the table, resigned to his fate, and found that there was a part of him that was intensely excited about it. Saunders continued to slide her fingers into him again and again until he felt like he was just going to come from that. Was that even possible? He found himself anticipating her fake cock, wondering what it would feel like all the way inside his ass. But she just kept playing. He pushed back to meet her fingers as his sensitive opening begged for more. Finally, Moretti felt Saunders place the head of the dildo against his tight opening, and he tried to push back onto it. "Whoa, not so fast, Steffo." First, I want to hear you say it out loud. Tell me what you want. Moretti was going to do no such thing. His ass and cock may have taken over control of his body, but he still controlled his mouth, damn it. I want to play with those gorgeous tits of yours. Wrong answer. Sandra pulled back and slapped him playfully on both ass cheeks, one right after the other. It stung a bit, but nothing serious. He knew what she wanted, but he didn't want to say it. It was like admitting something. But he did really want to feel that cock up inside him, strangely enough. I want you to fuck me. Moretti said the words quietly. Ask nicely. Please. Why, Officer Moretti, I'd be happy to, Sandra giggled, and began slowly pushing her toy into his ass. He could feel himself opening. This time there was no pain at all, and she slowly sunk the entire thing deep inside him. He felt so deliciously filled up. Once again, his ass started practically humming with ecstasy, and his cock was pretty happy with the proceedings as well. Moretti noticed that there was something about having that toy in his ass that spread his pleasure over a larger area, instead of it being kind of cock-centric like he was used to. Who knew? Sandra pushed into him a couple of times gently. Is your ass happy? She leaned over and spoke in his ear as her strap-on was buried inside him, warm skin and breasts against his back. In that moment, he was really wishing he wasn't wearing his shirt. Oh, God, yes. With her heels on, Sandra was tall enough to be just at the right height to fuck him, but Moretti discovered that if he tilted his hips just a little, that the pleasure intensified what felt like a hundredfold. Sandra began thrusting into him smoothly and rhythmically, and for the first time since she'd handcuffed him, he saw a crack in her I'm-in-control demeanor. Oh my God, this is so fucking hot. Nice that she was enjoying herself, too, Moretti smiled to himself. This was a whole new world of sensation for him. And if he was honest with himself, he probably wouldn't have let her do it without the handcuffs and the picture. Then subtle electrical jolts of pleasure overtook him, and he just zoned out with the feelings for a while as Sandra fucked him mercilessly. He was moaning, he knew that, or someone was. He was pretty sure it was him, but he couldn't be certain. The complete focus of attention was his ass and each stroke of the dildo. Moretti could feel her grabbing his hips for leverage to drive it deeper inside him. He could smell the cookies on the plate on the other side of the table. His feet against the cool wood floor were his only stability. Sandra had complete control over him and his ass. Her movements suddenly felt more intense and raw as she fucked him. The toy hit exactly the right spot. Oh, Jesus, he could do this for hours, even handcuffed, he decided. Days, maybe. A steady hum of pleasure pulsed through his groin and put him in a very, very happy place. If this is what happened when he let a woman take control, he was all for it. Sandra was moaning and fucking him like she really meant it. Moretti wondered if she would come just from fucking him. That would be just about the hottest thing he'd ever had happen to him. Suddenly she stopped, breathing hard. She slowly pulled out her toy and stepped back from the table. Again he wondered what would come next. He opened his eyes and saw his gun, which he ignored easily as irrelevant. He twisted a little and saw Sandra taking off the strap-on, and his heart sank. He needed to come. His cock was still hard and pounding with blood and really needing release. She couldn't possibly be thinking of leaving him like this, could she? Once out of the harness, Sandra grabbed the key off the table and undid Moretti's handcuffs, freeing him at last. He rose stiffly off the kitchen table and stood there staring at her, his cock pointing straight at her and still dripping. The question was in his eyes, and she answered it by crooking her finger at him and walking down the hallway. Follow me. He'd never been happier to follow an order in his life. Shrugging out of his shirt, he let it fall to the floor and heard a soft tink when the badge hit first. He followed her into the bedroom like a magnet, watching her ass sway and listening to her high heels click on the floor as she walked. She gestured on the bed. On your hands and knees. She grabbed a medium-sized butt plug out of her dresser drawer and some lube. She pushed it into his ass, and it made him tremble to be filled up again. Then she flounced down on the king-sized bed next to him, rolled on her back, and handed him a condom. Officer Moretti, this is the last order I will give you tonight. Fuck me, and don't come until I do. "Oh, yes, ma'am," he answered with feeling, and snatched the condom from her outstretched hand. He slipped it on and rolled it down over his aching cock. Then he climbed between her legs and stopped to look at her. Sandra's face was flushed, her pupils were dilated with passion, and she looked as sexy and as ready as any woman he had ever bedded. But Stefano Moretti didn't like to rush things, so he took her in his arms and kissed her deeply and softly pushed his condom-clad cock against her clit, not yet entering her. Most women loved this. From the answering push of her hips back and her moan, he guessed that she did, too. So he kissed her like that, pushing against her clit with very small movements of his hips for about a minute, while he prayed and psyched himself up for fucking, with any degree of staying power, this gorgeous woman who had just fucked his virgin ass but good. The plug in his ass felt delicious, but thankfully wasn't as intense as the thrusting of the strap-on had been. Out of habit, he checked to see how wet she was, and his fingers found a lovely, slippery, wet, swollen pussy. She couldn't be more ready. He slid his cock ever so slowly into that inviting place, and for the first time in his life he was thankful he was wearing a condom, so that the sensation didn't completely overwhelm him in one stroke. It was a snug fit. Moretti stayed buried deep inside her and pushed his pubic bone against her clit. More sensation for her and less for him. Good plan. Such a good plan that after a while she started pulling his ass into her, so he pushed harder. In short order, Sandra began to tremble. She had indeed been ready. Oh, fuck, Steffo, you're making me come. Those words sunk home deep inside Moretti to a special place. It was one thing to make a woman come. That rocked. Even better when she announced it. But the ultimate was when a woman announced he was making her come. The phrasing implied such luscious responsibility for her pleasure. His cock swelled even bigger and harder, and he knew he couldn't hold out much longer. He wanted so badly to start fucking her like crazy, but knew whatever rhythm had gotten her this far needed to be continued for her best orgasm. And that's what he wanted, surprisingly. Surprisingly, because she had handcuffed him, basically blackmailed him, and fucked his ass, but good. And he had loved every damn second of it, he realized. So he continued exactly the way he had been, pushing against her clit, though he knew that even as close as he was, he wouldn't get off with her. She moaned loudly and arched her back and rode her waves of passion for a good minute, before she was still and panting with exertion. It was really something to watch and feel. He held her close for a while and let her rest. Her voice was lazy and happy when she murmured, "So you want to come now?" He kissed her deeply and pushed into her pussy again. "That would be nice, yeah. Okay, hold on just one second." She reached around the back of him with one hand and pushed her finger on the base of the butt plug. Vibrations filled his ass, exquisite vibrations that were mind-blowing. "Mmm," he groaned. "Okay, Officer Moretti, let's see what you've got." She pulled his cock deep inside her pussy and locked her legs around his back. Moretti started fucking her with abandon. The buzzing in his ass was almost too intense. He was already so sensitive there. And this was the best kind of fucking there was, pounding into a woman who had already been satisfied and being able to just let his body go, no holding back. Yes. His hips moved in a primal, intense rhythm, and his thighs slapped against hers with satisfying noises. Moretti felt it start deep. Deeper than he'd ever felt an orgasm start, a tingling spreading through his hips, and an inexorable gathering of pressure as his climax built. By the time cum was shooting out of his cock, he was grunting loudly with each spurt, and he couldn't believe the strength of it. This was the hardest he'd ever come in his life, and the rolling spasms of ecstasy continued and continued. Jesus, unbelievable! As his orgasm subsided, Moretti was bewildered at the sheer intensity of it all. He was trembling and momentarily incapacitated as the continued vibrations in his ass became too much. Sandra quickly reached around, switched it off, and gently pulled the plug from its snug home, to his great relief. He caught his breath for a moment, then kissed her with an "Oh my God, that was so fucking great" kind of kiss, the kind that comes from a very deep place inside. Moretti grabbed the base of the condom and pulled out of her, took the plug from Sandra, and made a quick trip to the bathroom to get rid of them. Returning to the bed with a warm, wet towel, he saw Sandra laying there with a big smile on her face. He carefully wiped her pussy, his cock, and finally his ass. She hummed her appreciation. Mmm. I'll be right back. She rolled out of bed and padded off to the kitchen. Sandra returned, holding two cookies and her phone. She lay back down next to him, handing him one of the cookies. As he munched and watched, she scrolled through the pictures on her phone until she found the one of Moretti. He winced as he looked at it. She pressed the delete button, and the picture will be deleted screen came up with the yes or cancel choices. Go ahead, press the button. She offered the phone to him and said, I don't want you to think you can't trust me, or I'm going to get you into trouble or anything, and I hope you're not mad at me. I just really wanted for it to be all about me for once, and this was the only way I could think of to make it happen. Moretti chuckled as he ate the cookie. Next time, just ask, Sandra. They laughed together. Did you have a good time too, Steffo? She sounded a tad anxious. The bravery that came with her passion had waned a little. Did I have a good time? His tone was incredulous. Moretti answered his own question by taking the phone, pointedly pressing the cancel button, and throwing it on the bed. He gathered Sandra up in his arms and kissed her for a long, long time. The half-eaten cookies lay next to them on the bed, chocolate chips melting from their heat.